بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، brothers and sisters, we have reached the middle of Ramadan al-Kareem, and it never ceases to amaze me how quickly the month passes. And obviously it's not a physical passing, because it's not as if the day lengthened or decreased in length. But it's the way time goes when you are focused towards something. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this full of barakah for us. We ask Allah to make it easy for us going forward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the best of our efforts as we go forward, inshallah, and to forgive our shortcomings. Couple of reminders for myself and you. Number one is, now you will find that tiredness sets in. It is both physical tiredness because of sleep deprivation. If you're getting barely 2 hours of sleep, or sometimes maybe 3 hours of sleep between Tarawih and Suhoor and Qiyam, and this will only decrease as we go forward by some more minutes. So there is sleep deprivation. There is probably also the cumulative effect of dehydration that happens with the fast, none of which is incapacitating, because alhamdulillah we have enough strength to take it forward, but it takes its toll. So this is something to be prepared for mentally, and to physically try to overcome it. Now, one of the ways of doing that, one thing which helps enormously, is the khailula. It's the midday nap. Doesn't have to be for a long time. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour is more than enough. But it completely rejuvenates you. So you take that shut-eye for half an hour, and you find that the rest of the day becomes much easier for you to go through. And especially with respect to Tarawih and so on. So that is the first thing. Second thing is, Tarawih itself. Please don't fall into these, our never-ending debates of whether you should pray 8 rakat or 20 rakat. Pray whatever you can pray with ease, alhamdulillah. And then exert yourself a little bit more. Because the sign of love is to do more, is not to do the bare minimum. It's not to do the least you can do. It is to do more. If you love somebody, then you do more for them than you would do for someone you do not love. You would do more than what you would routinely do. So let us get into that habit of doing more. Just to give you an idea, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about listening to and reading the Quran, basically of reciting and reading the Quran. But inshallah, this also refers to listening to it, that the reward for one letter. Yeah, people mistakenly use the term alphabet. They say one alphabet. The alphabet, on a side note, the alphabet is this collection of letters in a language. So the Arabic language has one alphabet. The English language has one alphabet. Any language has one alphabet. And that alphabet is comprised of a certain number of letters. So 24 letters, 26 letters, whatever number of letters. So we are talking here letters. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the reward for reading Quran, for each letter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give 10 hasanat, 10 good deeds. Now, and then he clarified further, and he said that I don't mean that alif, lam, mim is one letter. He said alif is one letter, lam is one letter, mim is one letter. So if you read alif, lam, mim, you got 30 hasanat. The value of one hasana is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Right? So this is the value of just one hasana. We get 30 just for alif, lam, mim. Now, the scholars have said that listening to the Quran attentively is equivalent to reading it. Now, in Tarawih, you are standing behind the Imam, you are listening to the Quran attentively, and this is what we should do, in a state of Salah. Right? So it is 10 hasanat per letter. And in one narration, says an Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said that this 10 hasanat refers to reading the Quran outside of Salah. In Salah, it is 100 hasanat. Wallahu alam, Allah knows best. So if you just take, think about this, if you calculate in the Usmani Musab, there are 15 lines per page and there are 20 or 21 pages per juz. Usually in most masajid, they will read one juz per night, one sipara per night. So that is 21 pages per night. Each page has 15 lines. Each line, I did a rough count, average has about 45 letters in it. All the words, 45 letters, each line. So do the sums. 45 multiplied by 15, which is for the page, multiplied by 21 pages, right? So that is the number of total letters. For each letter, 10 hasanat. So multiply that whole thing by 10. And then add to that 20 Surah Al-Fatiha, because each rakat has Surah Al-Fatiha in it. Then another 4 Surah Al-Fatiha for Salatul Isha. And then whatever recitation is done in Isha in the first 2 rakat. Then you have Witr, 3 rakat. So 3 Surah Al-Fatiha plus the recitation in that. Now imagine the number of hasanat that you are getting every single day. Just standing behind Imam, doing nothing, just listening attentively to the recitation of the Quran. No effort on our part, or very little effort, and you're getting this huge hasanat, and this is wealth which is with Allah. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضُ. Whatever is with you will perish. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Whatever is with Allah will remain. So this is with Allah. So it's like a counter running throughout the time that you are standing behind Imam. So not say if you stood only for 8 rakat and you left, you got a certain number of hasanat, alhamdulillah. But if you stayed for 20, you got that much more, right? More than double that. So I'm not promoting 8 or 20. I'm just saying that try to maximize the benefits that we can get from these times. And don't let fatigue set in. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Ramadan would be, it would be ascending. He would start in the best of situations and then it would only become better and better. And in the last 10 nights, he would tighten his belt and he would wake up his family for tahajjud, and you know, he would be doing all of these things. So the thing to understand and remember is not to allow this fatigue to take hold of you and to continue. Also, you will find that as time passes, and you're getting hungrier and you're getting, you know, you find that you get more irritable, you get more quickly to anger. Your anger may be for a good reason, but still anger is anger. And expressing that anger is, you know, it has consequences. So try to keep control of all that, right? May Allah have mercy on us. We are all, nobody is exempt from this. We are all equally equally capable of falling into these traps. And another very important thing is, especially for those who have been doing good ibadat, who have been reading a lot of Quran and so on and so forth, and Allah has blessed you, there is shaitan comes in and your nafs comes in and makes you self-righteous, makes you start believing that you are holier than everybody else. You know, the buzrugi ki bimari, I call this, in Urdu mein bolte hain buzrugi ki bimari. To aadmi samajhta hai main to buzrug ho gaya, main to bada, you know, I've become very holy and very pious. Self-righteousness is a curse. Self-righteousness is arrogance. Arrogance is the greased slide into the hellfire. So stay far away from that. The minute you get this thought that you are better than somebody else, make tawbah, make istighfar, and make tawbah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make istighfar. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from your nafs and protect you and all of us. Make this dua. Protect us from our nafs and our shaitan and the shaitan. Right? This happens in Ramadan because you get this feeling, oh, fantastic, I have completed so many khatmas of the Quran. I will be going into itikaf and I will do this, and inshallah I will get Laylatul Qadr. May Allah grant you all of that and more from His magnificence and grace. But if you start feeling that self-righteousness, believe me, you will trash everything. not only will you lose everything that you have, but you will also put yourself in trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't do that. Do not do that. The moment you feel that you are superior to somebody else, make istighfar. Right? Give $10,000 in charity. Because seriously, this is such a terrible thing, and this is something which Shaitan specifically targets the ulama and the umara, the scholars and the leaders, makes them arrogant. And you don't have to be an alim, meaning you don't need to have a degree from somewhere. You just feel that you are righteous. You feel that you are more knowledgeable than other people. That's very easy, because the problem today is, as far as Islam is concerned, most people have no knowledge. Right? Even the basic fundamentals people don't know. So it is very easy to feel superior to others because you know a little bit. But subhanAllah, just think about that. How much do you even know? If I simply ask a question and say, how many books have you read? How many people have read 100 books concerning a particular topic in Islam, right? So not even that much. I mean, we have scholars in our classical times who have written more than that. So really, let us get serious with ourselves. Make a lot of istighfar and tawbah. Focus on yourself. This is Ramadan. This is for us. Introspection, reflection, focusing on ourselves, transforming ourselves, making istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking Allah's forgiveness, bringing humbleness and humility into ourselves. Forgive others. Forgive others. Don't find fault with others. Don't point fingers at others. Subhanallah, you look good because Allah has covered you with His mercy. If Allah removes that cover, then the world will not even spit in your face. Think about that. For a lot of us, it is true, including myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a cover on us. I always remember Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that, he would say, if somebody is praising you, remember, they're praising the cover that Allah put over you. Because if that cover was not there, they would not be praising you. And this is absolutely 100% true. So let us remember that. Let us remind ourselves again and again. Don't become self-righteous. Don't become a buzruk. Stay your feet firmly on the ground. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. We ask Allah for the khair and barakah in this month. We ask Allah to make this month the best Ramadan of our lives. Maybe it's my last. I don't know. So let's make dua that we get the best of it that we can possibly get. If Allah gives us more, then inshallah, more. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.